This segment has a thread connecting through it that I want to make explicit before we dive in. The question of what runs locally, what it costs, and why that question is becoming more urgent across very different communities. We've got the AMD Strix Halo RDMA Cluster Guide, OpenRay, and the Decomp Academy for GameCube decompilation, which at first glance seem unrelated but actually tell a coherent story about local compute and community preservation.
Start with the AMD Strix Halo Cluster Guide, because this is genuinely technical, and the HN community dug into it deeply. The AMD Strix Halo is the APU, that's an integrated processor and graphics chip, that AMD released aimed at high-performance local AI inference. The guide on GitHub walks through setting up an RDMA, remote direct memory access, cluster, using multiple of these systems. RDMA allows machines to access each other's memory directly over the network without involving the CPU, which dramatically reduces latency for distributed workloads.
What makes this interesting from a systems perspective is that Strix Halo has a substantial unified memory pool. We're talking up to 128 gigabytes of high bandwidth memory, accessible to both the CPU and GPU cores. For running large language models locally, memory bandwidth is often the bottleneck rather than raw compute. The guide shows how to link multiple Strix Halo systems over RDMA to effectively pool that memory across machines, which lets you run models that wouldn't fit on a single unit.
The economics here are worth dwelling on. A cluster of Strix Halo systems costs a fraction of what a comparable NVIDIA GPU cluster costs, and it doesn't require a hyperscaler relationship or specialized data center cooling. Organizations that want to run capable models without sending data to a third-party API now have a more accessible hardware path than they did 18 months ago. The HN thread had several people reporting real-world inference numbers that compared favorably with cloud-hosted options for specific model sizes.
Now, OpenRay. Nearly 740 points, 137 comments. OpenRay is the open-source re-implementation of the Westwood Studios Command & Conquer games, Red Alert, Tiberian Dawn, Dune 2000, using a modern game engine. It's been in development for well over a decade, and the project just keeps growing. The HN thread was a nostalgic flood of people who spent portions of their late 1990s and early 2000s playing these games, but there was also a serious discussion about game preservation underneath the nostalgia.
Command & Conquer holds a particular place in gaming history. These were not just popular games, they were culturally formative for an entire generation of people who are now in their 30s and 40s and building the technology industry. The franchise defined the real-time strategy genre's commercial format, influenced how online gaming communities formed in the dial-up era, and Westwood's eventual acquisition and shutdown by EA became a cautionary tale about what happens when a beloved studio gets absorbed into a corporation optimizing for different objectives.
OpenRA is a direct response to that kind of institutional failure. When the original software becomes unplayable on modern systems and the rights holder isn't maintaining it, community reimplementation is what keeps cultural artifacts accessible. The legal situation is complicated. EA owns the IP, but OpenRA operates in a gray zone that has been tolerated because it requires players to supply their own original game data files, rather than distributing the copyrighted assets directly.
Decomp Academy occupies a similar philosophical space, but with a pedagogical mission attached. The project teaches people to decompile GameCube games into matching C code, meaning not just understanding what the binary does, but reconstructing source code that compiles to the identical binary. This is extraordinarily difficult work. It requires deep understanding of the original compiler's behavior, the platform's calling conventions, and the game's internal logic simultaneously.
The interesting angle in the HN thread is that decompilation projects have produced a stream of game preservation and modding breakthroughs. When the Super Mario 64 decompilation was completed, it enabled ports to essentially any platform with a C compiler. When Majora's Mask was decompiled, it became possible to create mods that would have been completely inaccessible with binary-only tools. Decomp Academy is trying to teach enough people to do this work that more games from the sixth-generation console era, which is increasingly at risk of being unplayable, get preserved before the knowledge to understand them disappears entirely.
there's something that connects OpenRay, Decomp Academy, and the Strix Halo Cluster Guide that I want to name explicitly. All three represent communities that decided not to wait for institutional permission or corporate infrastructure to do the things they care about. They built the tools, wrote the documentation, and shared it. That DIY technical culture is what Hacker News is fundamentally celebrating when these stories hit the front page, and it's genuinely distinct from the institutional A, iRace we were discussing in the previous segment.